teachers, you don't think?
Good morning!
Today is
here,
Thursday. Today is Thursday, August 14th, the year of our Lord 2025, and this is Daybreak Live with the Nesbitts.
Fear not.
It's time to lift our hearts to Jesus. It's time to break some holy bread. Grab your coffee and your Bible. Listen to what the Spirit says. It's time for Daybreak. Daybreak.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. We're going to sing Messianic Mountain Soul while you guys find us.
Messianic
Mountain.
Why don't
we
start over?
We were not
ready.
No.
Messianic. Fear not.
Thursday. We did not practice starting this.
It's not an early morning song. We're
going
to do it, though.
Messianic Mountain Soul. Mount Zion songs from Tennessee. Singing songs of how the Savior saved me. Messianic Mountain Soul. Messianic Mountain Soul.
I was born in the hills, Tennessee. Your mind was still at the coffee house.
Barely was.
Actually.
No, it wasn't. I'm just playing. singing. It was fun.
I don't play that song on the guitar.
No, she doesn't.
I play it on the bass. And it shouldn't make that much of a difference, but I kept wanting to go to the
chucking. That slow was kind of difficult. My hand was cramping up. It was like...
And then I completely...
Where were you at on your lead, dark buddy? Lead.
So normally I don't sing.
Oh, so you sang.
And I sang the chorus.
You sang on the album.
I sang on the album.
You throw off your own groove.
But then I was like, I'm going to sing this time. And then I started singing and I was like...
Hey, it was fun. It was fun. It was fun. If you want to hear a good version, go to YouTube.
We've done worse, for sure. Or Spotify.
Or Spotify, or iTunes, or
Pandora.
Pandora, or...
We have done worse.
Put in Messianic Mountain Soul by the Nesbitts, and you'll find us.
Yeah, done bad.
Lord willing, we are going to finish that album.
Hell, man.
This month, next month.
Some month.
We've got some studio time logged. We're gonna go see if we can finish this album. Anyway, it's good to be here. It's good to see you. Thank you, Mary. Mary said we rocked it.
Yeah,
Charles said good job, y'all.
We stoned it to death.
Well, you guys might have come in a little later, so back up to the beginning.
And you'll see.
See how we got started. It was three starts, wasn't it?
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. So good morning to all you guys. Dee, Laura, let's see who I see. Frank, Mary, Laura again, Rachel, Kathy, BT. That's Tammy. Hey, Tammy. Diana, it's good to see all of you guys on here. All right, so we're going to jump into our Bible study. Hopefully we're going to finish chapter 13 today. And I decided to do something.
He's going to do something. Look out, everybody.
Now, I just went and grabbed other scriptures. So, let me put on my glasses. I can't even see my Bible. Here we go. Let's just read this again. Let's read verse 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 before we get started. Lord, be with us as we study this. Let's just do it again. Here we go. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, partially. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide. Faith, hope, love. Faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. So yesterday we began talking. Yesterday was, you know, cessation or continuation. And I talked a little bit about that to try to help people to understand where views come from. Now here's a question. Is there anywhere else where it talks about the cessation of the partial or the gifts? No. So I want you to understand, wherever you come on this, there is no other place in Scripture that even hints that after the pouring out of the Spirit, that there would be no gifts or no manifestations of anything, that it would all stop. Here's another thing that I shared with you. See, this is the key. So that the partial is going to cease, okay? It's going to go from partial to perfect. And that word perfect there means the complete. When it becomes complete here, that's what the perfect means. And so what is it talking about? And this is the key. Now, I would like to say, I want to say this lovingly. When so many people, so many believers believe that when that which is perfect is come, is talking about, shared this with you yesterday, I'm going to share it again. Sometimes people watch one day, they don't watch another. It's talking about when the Bible becomes complete, okay? When the Bible is complete, when the full revelation comes.
People say that.
People say this. But I want you to understand, this, where does this come from? There's no scripture anywhere that talks about this. Nowhere. Where does that thought come from? That thought simply comes from the mind of people. Honestly. Now, whether, I mean, you may have been taught that. I certainly was taught that, okay? But when that which is perfect, so everything, the partial is going to stop when the perfect has come. What does that mean? That is the key to how you want to see or believe the scripture. And so the other one is here. Look at this. This goes along with it. For now we see in a mirror dimly. In other words, it's like we're looking in a mirror, but we can't see clearly. Okay? But then when the perfect has come, when that which is perfect has come, we're going to see face to face. No more partial knowledge, full knowledge. No more partial understanding, full understanding. I am going to know even as I also am known. And so now we have to ask the questions. Does that fit with, I mean, when he's writing this, the Apostle Paul doesn't even realize, I don't believe anybody actually believes when they're writing these letters that they were thinking they were going to be scripture, right? They're writing letters, and the early church formed them together, and we have now the books of the New Testament, right? The 27 books of the New Testament, letters and gospels that are written, and I hold them as the very word of God inspired by the Spirit of God, okay? But does it actually make sense that I don't know in part anymore? Because see, we're on this side of it. We have the Bible. You got it in 66 books. Do we not know in part, but we know fully now? Do we know even as we are fully known? Do I fully know just as I am fully known? And so that is why I've said, to me, just by scripture, it doesn't work. So let me share a statement. I wrote this down so I might say it a little better. That which is perfect, what do I believe this is? That which is perfect is when Christ returns and his kingdom is fully realized. Until then, the church will continue functioning with partial revelation and gifts during this time period. But a completion is coming, a glorification is coming, a resurrection is coming. Now, what I thought I would do today is show you other scriptures. There are no other scriptures to come in behind the view that, you know, when somebody says, well, of course these things are going to cease. The Bible says they're going to cease. Then the question is, yes, it does. When? When that which is perfect has come. But often you'll hear someone say in a Bible study, or you'll hear, you know, people will be studying and say, well, when the Bible says, here's what I've heard this so many times. The Bible says when the scripture is fully completed, that there will be no more need for spiritual gifts. Is that what that said? No. They took that which is perfect and stuck. I believe that which is perfect is when the Bible is completed. That's what they decided. Yeah. That which is perfect has come, or seeing face to face means. But that's not what it said. The Bible does not say anywhere that one day there's going to be a fullness of the revelation written down in scrolls, and it's going to become a book. And when that happens, we're never going to need God to heal. He's never going to heal again. He's never going to give wisdom again. He's never going to give tongues again. That's never going to happen again. That's just not said in the Bible. Now, I want to give scripture, though, supporting what I told you, okay? And that's what I want to do today. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to do something different. And So we're going to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. I want you to read these with me. I'm putting them on the board for us. So that you come together, or come short, excuse me, so that you come short in no gift. He's writing to the church. We're going back to the very first of the book. And he said, I'm writing you this letter, and I don't want you to come short in any, look at this word, gift. Eagerly waiting. Gifts are given while I'm eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Point. The gifts in this scripture, it seems to me, gifts persist and are given in this time where we're eagerly waiting for the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ means the kingdom is coming. Everything's changing. Resurrection. Our bodies will be changed. We'll meet the Lord in the air and return with him. We'll have a resurrected body, new minds. And he wants us to be confirmed till the end. Let's look at another scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:7. To me, these scriptures, I'm trying to give you some scriptures that support that my belief is that we one day are going to move from partial, we're going to move from partial to perfect, from part to complete. No more partial knowledge, complete knowledge. Fully realized kingdom, partially understanding. I believe we're still in the partially understanding where we walk by faith. Look at this. For we walk by faith, not by sight. One day, we're going to walk by sight.
Amen.
When Christ comes, when he returns, we're no longer walking by faith and building ourselves up in our most holy faith. He's here.
That's right.
Right? We're transitioning from in part to perfect.
Amen.
Understanding is going to be opened. Understanding is going to be opened. Matter of fact, I don't know any scholar or teacher or preacher that say he fully knows, that he doesn't know in part. And if you do, I would get away from him. I would get away from him quickly. Let's go to another scripture. I'm just trying to give supporting scriptures for my view. Hebrews 9:28. And so what I'm trying to share with you is when I come to the scripture, I'm like, I'm only going, this is hard to do. It's hard to only let the Bible teach you. It's hard.
It is.
You know, when I just started letting the Bible teach me, not theological systems, not the theology of this guy or that guy or that guy, take what everybody says, smart people. And everybody, I mean, there's a lot of people that's partially right. They got things right, some things right. But when I just said plus and minus nothing, and it's hard to do because we are products of how we grow up. We're products of the churches we grow up in, the preaching we've heard all of our life. So we search the scriptures. We search the scriptures daily, whether those things are so. And when you go this day, that's why I'm not a pre-trib rapture guy. Okay. Do I believe we're going to be called up and meet the Lord in the air? Yes. Immediately after the tribulation, the Lord's going to send his angels and they're going to gather his elect immediately after the tribulation, right? When I just add nothing to, take nothing away from scriptures, it changes. It's going to change your views on a lot of things. So many times we go, well, the scripture says, well, doesn't the Bible say, and they spout out the sentence. It's like, no, the Bible actually doesn't say that at all. And you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked at how many things you think the Bible says that it doesn't say. And I think you'd be equally shocked at the things the Bible actually says that you didn't know it said. That's why we do Daybreak. That's why we study verse by verse, book by book. That's why we do this. All right. Hebrews 9:28 says, So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. We are eagerly waiting for the revelation of the Lord. Even, listen to this, even our sanctification is partial as it deals with the flesh. Does that make sense? Your soul is saved, right? If y'all remember when we went through the book of Hebrews, we read that scripture, he has past tense, perfected forever, past tense. He has, by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Why does it say being sanctified? Because we're in the process of it, right? And many times we think we're pretty sanctified maybe, and we're doing really good, and then we have a bad season, and we go, wait, I ain't quite as sanctified as I thought I was. I thought I was just crazy about God, and I would never have any struggles with that again, or that again, or that again, right? But no, we find out we daily have to take up our cross, don't we? And so sanctification is partial. We are being sanctified. Our knowledge is partial. Gifts are partial. The manifestation, now we're seeing through a glass darkly. Is this making sense? But one of these days, it's not going to be partial anymore. One of these days, he's going to appear, and there's a revelation coming, and then we're going to know even as we are known. Philippians 3:20 and 21. Philippians 3:20. I got two more sets of scriptures and we're done. Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at this. The reason I picked this one. Who will transform. A transformation's coming. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. This mortal is going to put on immortality. There's a transformation going to take place. And the partial and the not right's going to be done away with. And I'm going to be transformed to his glorious body with a new mind and a new way to think, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. When the perfect comes, when that perfect time comes, the kingdom comes spiritually in my heart, yes. Even so come Lord Jesus. But the reality of the kingdom is coming as well. And when that happens, a transformation is going to take place, and we're moving from partial to perfect, from part to complete. Partial to completion. One more scripture. 1 John 3:2. I thought this would be a good one. Beloved, right now at this moment, now we are the children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know, listen, that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. When that which is perfect is come, we're going to be like him, right? We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. No more darkly in the mirror. No more partial. Then we're going to see him like he is. See, to me, this scripture goes right along with. See, I can take this scripture, and to me, this scripture goes right along with what we just read. Listen, it's not been yet revealed what we shall be. We're partial. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're in this age called the last days, the end of the age. Behold, I will be with you, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you. And I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So there's an age coming. There's a time coming.
Yep.
Okay. And now we don't know. You know, we're children of God now, but it's not been revealed exactly what it's going to be like. But we do know this. When he is revealed, when that which is perfect has come, we shall see him as he is. Then we're not going to be children anymore. It's going to be like we're adults, not kids. We're not four-year-olds not understanding anything. Now we're mature 30-year-olds and we understand the a lot more about the world, right? So I wanted to go to these scriptures to kind of give some undergirding scriptures for my statement that I believe, and I would like to know what you believe. So what do you believe this is saying? Now you may still go, well, I still believe it's the scriptures. I still believe it's the scriptures. Even if you say, I believe it's the scriptures, you have to admit that's not what it says. Amen. Can at least get that agreement. That is not what it says anywhere. That is what people say. That's what preachers say. It's not what the Word of God says. And the whole point of this, chapter 12 and chapter 13, chapter 12 is you're being divided over tongues. I'm bringing this down. You're being divided over spiritual gifts. Some of you are thinking better than other people. Stop it. God gives the gifts. Spiritual gifts are given for the edification of the body. It's supposed to bring unity, not division. Chapter 13. Let me tell you what's better than everything, better than every gift, every sacrifice. I don't even care if you're persecuted for the Lord. If you don't have love in your heart, if you don't have love for one another as the main thing, it doesn't mean anything. You're not scoring points with God. Not. Love is the most important thing. And that's why I say in love, we should be able to love each other when we even see scriptures differently. We can still respect and love each other. Because love never fails. Everything else, it fails. Love never ends. It never fails. And it is going to last into the kingdom. The greatest of all of them is love. And that's where we'll end. The greatest of these is love. It's eternal. And love will be with us forever. All right, let me jump over to the comments. Let me get this off the screen if I can. Cancel. Take that off. All right. Woo-hoo. Now I'm here. Yeah. Who was it? Somebody said, Messiah come. Yes, Lord Jesus come. All healing, you can even say all healing is partial. It's always been partial. Can I get an amen to that? Even if you say, well, I just believe it was just during the days of the apostles. Still, everyone they laid hands on and was healed still died. Right? So healing, no matter how much God gives us healing, it's still partial. It's still partial. But when I get a resurrected body, it ain't going to need it anymore. Woo! Come on,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, saints. We will, tomorrow, we'll start into chapter 14, where chapter 14 is all about now. Be sure you keep all these things in order. Thank you guys for being here. I love you guys. Thank you for sharing me that you love, that you enjoy the teaching. That means a lot to me and gives me encouragement to keep doing it. So thank you so much for that. Let's say a quick prayer before we say the Lord's Prayer. Would you agree with me? Could you agree with me? Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we just say, Lord, come, Lord. We can't wait to your return. We know that it's going to be better when you return. But Lord, we're still in this time, and we want to be faithful in this time to preach your gospel, to get your gospel, and to find every lost sheep. Everyone who will turn and believe at the preaching of the word, help us, God, to get that gospel to them. Let us be about your business and do what you said in your great commission, preach the gospel to every creature. Lord, We do ask that you stretch forth your hands to heal. God, I ask that signs and wonders will be done in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus, Yeshua. God, that you'll help us and give us understanding. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I love you guys. See you, Lord willing, in the morning for daybreak. Bye. Shalom, shalom.